This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
All right, let's get to the fact then that the Commanders, for the first time all season today, at least in one place, I haven't looked at all the books, but I got an email from BetOnline, and Washington has been installed, Danny, as the favorites to win the NFC East at that sports book today. For the first time this season. If you look at the numbers, it's not by a lot. They're plus 125, a little better than even money. But you are getting what you put down and then some. I believe the Eagles were second. I'd have to pull it up at right around plus 150. So right behind Washington. And then there's a little gap between the Cowboys and then a big gap between the Giants. But first time, Danny, all season, that the odds makers are saying Washington is going to win the NFC East. And it comes after a loss to Baltimore. Tells you a lot about what they thought about what they saw in Charm City from the Commanders.
Yeah, each week, each thing you turn in becomes more validating the larger sample that you get. In other words, do we know now there are plenty good enough to beat up on bad teams? Yeah, we've got some pretty good data that says that. Can they compete with some of the really good ones? Yeah. After Tampa Bay, it's hard to, you know, it was hard to say that, right? Because they got throttled by Tampa. Now, that's week one. Weird stuff happened in week one for a lot of teams, not just them. So I don't want to say you throw it out, but I think you count, if you're weighing the sample, that one weighs a lot less than, say, the last 3 weeks to me. But just, and I think maybe it seems they view it the same. Right now, they're top 10 in almost every power rankings you're going to find. Right now, they look better than their competitors in the division. You got Jerry Jones on radio in Dallas threatened to get hosts fired because they asked him, hey, what happened this offseason? In Philadelphia, Nick Sirianni shaved his head like he's Britney Spears mid-meltdown, and he's screaming at fans. And he brings his kids to the presser so no one asks him questions. That's who they're competing against. Things are smelling a little rosy here in Washington right now. We're not used to that.
I would take this situation over the other situations. And you don't even have to think twice about it. I don't think anybody would disagree with that. I do think this is a nice chance, though, to open up the phones for the first time today to take the temperature of our listening audience at 1-800-636-1067. That's 800-636-1067 with this question. Do you agree that right now the Commanders should be considered the favorites to win the NFC East? I am going to say yes. I have felt this way for a couple of weeks. That's not to pretend like I expected any of this. I didn't. But after the way they played the Bengals and then beating the Cardinals how they did, it became fairly apparent this is a really good offense, that this quarterback is different and unique and special. And I just thought the division wasn't very good. So you could really start talking about not that they might or could win the division, but that they probably have a really good chance to, and maybe even use the wood should. Now, a couple of weeks more intel later, with the Cowboys getting embarrassed by the Lions, and the Eagles, who just can't seem to get out of their own way. You beat the Browns by 4 off of a bye with Watson laying another egg in a game where Cleveland only scored a touchdown via special teams on a block kick. And you couldn't run away from them and hide. You couldn't put the game away. There's just something not quite right there. It has smelled bad. It's like you get in the car and you're like, what did we leave in the car? Something's not right in this car right now. That's what the Eagles' entire building has been smelling like since week 10 last year, basically. I can't put any faith in them.
Yeah.
I do believe Washington should be considered the favorites in the NFC East because they have the quarterback playing best. Right now, this moment, they are the best of those teams. They have the best resume, I guess is what I should say, through 6 weeks of football. And on top of all of that, Danny, their schedule is pretty good moving forward. It's not a terrible schedule. They've got the Panthers this weekend, the Bears after that, then the Giants, then the Steelers, who don't even know who their starting quarterback is right now. Maybe the most beatable 4-2 team in recent history. They play the Eagles. We're supposed to be worried about that. That's their next kind of quote-unquote difficult game against a really good team. The Cowboys, they play them twice, Philly twice. Again, we're saying that they're not scary. The Titans are bad. The Saints might blow out their coach. I don't know. Who's good that's left on their schedule? The best teams left on their schedule, in my opinion, are a Bears team that's beaten no one, a Falcons team that is just okay. They don't play the Chiefs. They just played the Ravens. Mm-hmm. You don't see those teams on their schedule.
So before this week, okay, before Sunday at 1 o'clock, I said the Eagles are still the most likely team to win the division. One, because I said, okay, once Brown comes back, once Smith comes back, Lane Johnson comes back, you know, it'll take them a second to kind of get, in comfortable with Kellen Moore, and they'll have enough time. They'll do some self-scouting during the bye week. They'll hit the ground running. They're going to win the following set of games, and we're going to look up. They'll have a great record. Cleveland, Giants, Bengals, Jaguars. That's what they had coming out of the break. Okay, coming out of their bye week, right? So I'm going, they'll be 6-2. And even if they're not that good, that's tough to overcome. So they're going to have a great chance to have a really, really good record. Now that I saw them against Cleveland, I'm going, I don't care who they play. They're middling. Maybe they'll get better. Maybe something will all kind of coalesce. They'll get an us against the world mentality, and you know they'll start beating people again. I'm telling you, they are unimpressive. And I've kind of, you know, I don't say I've given up hope because I love them losing, and I hope all their fans are miserable forever. But I just sort of thought there's enough track record here. I know they swooned last year, but they're still a 10-1 team from a year ago. They're still a team that had a great chance to win the Super Bowl with that same core, the same coach. We're just abandoning them way too early. I'm off the ship. It just didn't look right. It still doesn't look right for them for whatever reason. Their best win was that fluky week one win against Green Bay. Since then, it's been eh. And what about eh scares you?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.